Welcome to the Financial Leverage Point, hosted by John Iannucci, founder and CEO of ILG Private Wealth. In this podcast, we dive deep into the world of financially successful families. We offer candid advice on how to navigate the maze of strategies and products designed to protect, grow, and transition your wealth to your family, friends, and the causes you care deeply about. Join John and his guest experts as they unveil the crucial elements of comprehensive tax, estate, business succession, and financial planning. Strategies designed to give you sleep through the night confidence while maintaining a steady flow of wealth for you and your heirs.
Sometimes I wish I had studied Latin, John Iannucci, because it's the root of so many words and phrases that we use.
Right.
But I can't say that I've heard this particular saying on the street very much.
Right.
Sic vis pacem, parta bellum.
Correct. Okay. Right on. Good pronunciation too.
but what does it mean? What does it mean? And how does it relate to listeners who are preparing for retirement?
Right. Patrice, I actually think it's the perfect saying for our listeners who are preparing for retirement or already in retirement. You know, the phrase is attributed to a Roman author from the 5th century AD, and it's commonly translated to mean, if you want peace, prepare for war. And I'm suggesting to right? Yep. I mean, I think it's apropos for a lot of things that are going on in the world today, but you know, I'm suggesting to our listeners that if they want peace of mind in retirement, now may be the best time to prepare for a war that's coming in the stock market.
Okay. Talk to me then about how this relates to preparing for retirement.
Sure. So, you know, Patrice, time and time again, I've seen investors invest, buy, sell based purely on extreme emotional swings. You know, the market's surging, I have to buy. Mm. The market's tanking, I have to sell. And it's amazing how many times they bought or sold at precisely the wrong time because the decision was made almost entirely driven by emotions.
Well, for heaven's sakes, if my friend is going to do it, I want to do it first, right?
Right. So, you know, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that the stock market has recently been surging. In fact, breaking record highs. Sometimes against all odds and any explanation, the market continues to surge. You know, as an example, recently, the Fed did not cut interest rates, and yet the market surged. The S&P soared past 5,000, and the NASDAQ now is over 16,000.
What's the problem? Hello?
Well, here comes the problem. You know, I think Warren Buffett really said it best. He said, I will tell you how to become rich. Close the doors. Be fearful when others are greedy. Be greedy when others are fearful. So I'm suggesting to our listeners that there are currently 6 specific reasons why they should begin to prepare for war.
Okay. Number one.
Record-breaking high stock market valuations. You know, currently, 7 stocks are selling at 19 times their projected 2024 earnings, compared to a 55-year average of only about 16 times projected earnings. And in fact, the S&P 500's current forward price-to-earnings ratio is around 20. In other words, when they anticipate how much they're going to earn, the valuation of those stocks is 20 times that anticipated earnings, compared to about 17 times that we experienced last year. And meanwhile, the equity risk premium, in other words, the reward an investor can expect for owning stocks over risk-free treasuries, is at an extreme low level of about 1%. So basically what that's telling us is there's no advantage to taking, well, very little advantage to taking on that additional risk. And so in layman's terms, again, stocks are way overpriced compared to the 55-year average. And the amount of premium an investor can expect to earn by taking on that risk is extremely low. There's no real advantage to assuming an additional level of risk as opposed to simply investing in what are record-breaking high interest rates in treasuries.
Right. So let me put it this way. It sounds to me like you're saying, listeners, be careful when the market surges that high, that fast. You really ought to begin to think about avoiding the risk of high-flying stocks.
Exactly. Not just avoid investing in overvalued stocks, but depending upon your circumstances, begin to think about liquidating some of those positions and locking down the gain that you've accrued so far.
Okay. All right. Then what else?
So what we're seeing right now, this surge is really reliant upon what has commonly been phrased as the Magnificent Seven, right? Most of the market surge we're experiencing today is driven by seven stocks. And, you know their names. It's Google, it's Amazon, it's Apple, it's Facebook, Meta, Microsoft, the new darling, Nvidia, who I have clients calling me about constantly, and Tesla. Most of the overall stock market gains last year were derived from these Magnificent Seven stocks. And any deviation from that performance by the Magnificent Seven could lead to really significant market underperformance in 2024.
And they're all basically in the same business. It's like,
exactly,
that, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. They are all tech companies. That's precisely right. And, they're all really focused on technology breakthroughs. Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. NVIDIA really has been quite the story lately.
It has. You know, I get clients calling me all the time, and it's exactly, when they call me about NVIDIA, it's exactly what I'm talking about. It has surged. That stock has doubled and tripled and surged so high. Well, now clients who weren't invested in that stock are suddenly saying, I think I should jump on board. Exactly the wrong time to jump on board.
It's a little late.
It's a little late. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. What next? What next reason?
So, the next reason is what we call consumer exhaustion, right? U.S. credit card users are digging an incredibly deep hole with plastic debt. Credit card delinquencies were up across the board in the United States the third quarter of 2023. Consumer non-mortgage interest payments, right? Payments on credit card debt have risen by 50% on a year-to-year basis, cresting at $1 trillion in Q3, third quarter of 2023.
Those interest payments?
Interest payments, right.
That suggests that they've been late.
Exactly. They're not paying off their debt. They're consuming more and more and allowing their balances on their credit card to grow higher and higher. You've seen commercials on television, I'm sure, that, one company or another has saved them all this credit card debt. Well, it's because they get these credit card companies, they threaten them with bankruptcy, and they get these credit card companies to, kind of relinquish and void interest, reduce interest rates, reduce, any kinds of fines or fees they charge. Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
Even if they do that, you still have that nugget there that's got to get paid off.
Eventually, unless you declare bankruptcy, it's got to get paid off, right?
Ooh, we should do a whole podcast, a discussion on bankruptcy too, John.
Exactly. Good. Sure. Talk.
Very good.
Right.
All right. Well, we've been talking, a couple of shows ago about inflation. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What has happened here with inflation?
Well, despite what all the politicians want us to believe, inflation has been incredibly stubborn. Currently the U.S. inflation rate, as measured by the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, we're being told stands at about 3.4%. But we all know by a simple visit to the grocery store, right, that inflation stands at way more than 3.4%. I'm not sure where they're getting these these reports. And like we previously discussed, a number of important items have skyrocketed in price. Things you buy, every day. Men's outerwear up 10.7%. Furniture and bedding up 13%. Bacon, which we all love, up over 16%. And the typical home today is up over 20%. Now, with mortgage interest rates being at 20-year highs, so we're seeing some of that push down the real estate market. But depending upon where you live, 20% is bare minimum of how much those homes have increased in value. And really, the question is, how much further can inflation go before it has to level out and before the Fed is willing to change course on interest rates and take a more aggressive position in reducing those interest rates?
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to understand your argument here for preparing for war. So let's look at some of these other reasons you have to prepare for winter while we're heading for summer.
Right, exactly, right. And very good metaphor, by the way. What you have to understand, what we all know, if you turn on the news, regardless of what news station you watch, there's something inconsequential going on in the United States right now. We call it the 2024 presidential election.
Wrong word, inconsequential.
Right. I mean, the sides are just dividing and stacking up against each other. You know, with the Republican Party set to nominate former President Donald Trump and the Democratic Party putting their chips behind an unopposed President Biden, the 2024 election is getting very disconcerting from a market perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, history shows that major election years have always created a significant impact on the financial markets. And while markets may surge post-election, because there's a lot of the uncertainty that's been addressed before an election, it's addressed after the election. What we know about retirement is, we've talked about this before, sequence of returns is far more important during that period that begins about 5 years before retirement and then ends about 10 years after retirement than average rate of return during that time frame. Mm-hmm. So if the combination of these five factors create the perfect storm, while a retiree is drawing on their investments to support their retirement, the results can be nothing short of disastrous to the long-term viability of their investments.
And you know, you talked about how there is uncertainty before the election.
Right.
In some elections recently, we have not had an outcome for weeks or even months.
Right.
So this uncertainty will not necessarily be cleared up on election day.
Exactly. And you know, the elections that have created the most uncertainty for that extended period of time are shaping up to be the very same election. Current President Biden against former President Trump, the very same election that caused all that turmoil is shaping up to be our next candidates.
Yeah. Yep. All right. There's one more issue that apparently is causing you some concern. I'm not going to guess at it because I think I know what it is, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think that the market continues to assume that the Fed will cut interest rates more quickly and steeply than the Fed has publicly signaled. You know, despite the fact that the Fed has hinted their intent to cut interest rates 2 to 3 times in 2024, the futures market is actually assuming there will be more than 6 interest rate cuts in 2024. Exactly.
Six.
That assumption in the futures market presumes the central bank is really going to enjoy a significant victory in taming inflation, but we just see it's not happening yet. And unfortunately, you know, a number of analysts now believe that inflation in labor-intensive services is still likely to persist, regardless of what happens to those interest rates. So if that concern plays out, we may actually see the Fed reverse directions with regard to interest rate adjustments. You know, a reversal or even a slowing of reducing interest rates by the Fed could really have a significant cooling effect on the market.
Huge movements like 6 cuts, though.
Right.
Are, in your opinion, don't you think that's going out too far?
It's way too far.
Yeah.
We can't understand how, you know, those future markets are basically signaling so much exuberance in 2024. You know, it's that, right? We're going to see 6 interest rate cuts. We're seeing multiples in the market to determine business valuations, company valuations that are breaking records. All of these things are stacking up to become the perfect storm.
Well, then, what do you suggest our listeners do to prepare for this war or this storm?
Right. Yeah. So, we have, as we always do for our listeners, we have a special offer to help them create a plan to prepare for war. But, you know, that plan really requires more individual information. We've got to take a look at how they're currently invested, what risk they're assuming, what goals they have in retirement. But like usual, we have a great free, no obligation list offer for our listeners.
I knew you would. Go right ahead.
So any listener that wants a free, no-obligation plan from ILG Private Wealth need only reach out to us at wecanhelpyou.com to request a personalized 2024 ILG battle plan. You know, we'll ask a number of pertinent questions and develop a customized 2024 battle plan for that individual family.
All right. Then how can listeners reach you to get that offer?
Again, it's really simple. Just log on to wecanhelpyou.com and request their personalized copy of a 2024 ILG battle plan.
Hey, listeners, it's not much easier than that, right? Wecanhelpyou.com. And don't miss out on Johnny Annucci's battle plan, 2024 ILG battle plan.
Exactly.
Not difficult. Not difficult.
Nope.
Nope, not at all. John, thanks so much. Some really good thoughts and insights here as we move
Absolutely.
Into 2024 and ahead of the 2024 election.
Remember, if you want peace, prepare for war.
Absolutely. And follow or subscribe to this podcast to make sure you know when the next episode is ready for you as you prepare your battle plan and share with others. I'm Patrice Sikora, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Leverage Point. Click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. To contact John, check out the show notes where you'll find his contact information and useful resources from today's episode. Once again, thank you for listening. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of John Iannucci. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.